This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Life will soon change dramatically. Your life of sin will not continue forever. Your ongoing party lifestyle of booze and drugs and sex parties will not last forever. Your life of corrupt business dealings will see their value drop to zero. Your selfish lifestyle of living only for yourself and for today will be ending. There is coming a time when death will strike you and all your wicked lifestyles will end abruptly forever. You will likely have no warning that death is about to strike. The fun will stop and the pain you always tried to avoid will now fall on you with a crushing weight. I do not do this radio program to spread doom and gloom. That is not my purpose. Your lifestyle that operates without any thought of God and life beyond the grave, that lifestyle is headed for a major crash. A collision of monumental proportions is looming right in front of you, and you cannot see it. But as a Christian, I can see it, and I am trying to save your eternal life from a horrible fate. I do not hate you. I actually love you. And that is why I am pleading and begging you to repent of your evil ways now, while you still have the chance, and turn in sincere faith in Jesus Christ to save you, the real you that lasts somewhere for all eternity, from a fate too terrible to dwell on. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some material for this program is from gotquestions.org. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. There are two looming deadlines that you need to add to each and every day of your calendar or planner book. The first is the day that Jesus Christ returns in the clouds to gather up all of the true Christian believers and take them off the earth and directly, instantly to heaven. This applies to Christians who have already died and to those living when Jesus Christ returns. No one knows what day that will be, so that is why it needs to be on every day of your personal calendar. It could be today. It might be in 1 year, 10 years, or 100 years. No one knows. That is why you must be ready before Christ comes. You must be ready with saving faith already placed on the Savior Jesus Christ. The second event to add to your calendar for every day of every week is your own death. Death is certain to happen, and no one knows when. So again, the smart move is to already have placed your saving faith in Jesus Christ now, before the next 100 beats of your heart, because none of those heartbeats are promised or guaranteed to you or to me. Face it, you have two unstoppable deadlines headed your way that require advanced preparation. If you have already repented of your sin, renounced wickedness, and turned to Jesus Christ in faith for salvation, then death instantly transports you to heaven and eternity with Jesus. But if you failed to make your eternal reservation while you were living, your eternity will be one of forever regret, sorrow, pain, agony, and infinite loneliness in total darkness with no social interaction with anyone else. People who have surrendered the will and control of their lives to Jesus Christ, as described in the Bible, are people who no longer practice murder, theft, adultery, sex orgies, lust, greed, deception, etc. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11 tells us, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" That means heaven. "Do not be deceived. The sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, passive homosexual partners, practicing homosexuals, thieves, the greedy, drunkards, the verbally abusive, and swindlers will not inherit the kingdom of God. Some of you once lived this way, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. One day, all of the true Christian believers will be taken away from this earth by their Savior, Jesus Christ. This could happen at any time. Those who are not taken up from the earth by Jesus will include all of the pretend Christians who really had only faith in faith itself or in their public image instead of having true faith and allegiance to Jesus Christ. Those who are left behind will enter into a dramatic period of horrible judgments and punishment right here on earth, a period of 7 years known as the Great Tribulation in the Bible. Read chapters 6 through 18 of the last book of the Bible, which is Revelation. There you will see the details of what will happen to those people not taken up and away by Jesus. Listen to this description of this dramatic event that is coming, perhaps soon. This is the word of God from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Now we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, so also we believe that God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep as Christians. For we tell you this by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not go ahead of those who have fallen asleep. That means that have already died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be suddenly caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we as Christians will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Now I'm going to repeat a part of this reading for emphasis. Note that it is the Lord Jesus himself who is coming. The Christians of all the ages who have already died are the first ones Jesus will raise up from their graves. Then the Christians living at the time this happens will be taken up. Here again is a portion of this passage I just read. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be suddenly caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. To the Christians in my audience today, those are the most exciting and comforting words we could ever hear. To those of you who do not claim faith and salvation through Jesus Christ, these have to be the most terrifying words you could ever imagine. Here are some sections from Revelation chapter 6. When the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the fourth living being say, "Come." I looked up and I saw a horse whose color was pale green. Its rider was named Death, and his companion was the grave. These two were given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. When the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of all who had been martyred for the word of God and for being faithful in their testimony. They shouted to the Lord and said, "O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you judge the people who belong to this world and avenge our blood for what they have done to us?" Then a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told to rest a little longer until the full number of their brothers and sisters, their fellow servants of Jesus, who were to be martyred, had joined them. I watched as the Lamb broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun became as dark as black cloth, and the moon became as red as blood. Then the stars of the sky fell to the earth like green figs falling from a tree shaken by a strong wind. The sky was rolled up like a scroll, and all of the mountains and islands were moved from their places. Then everyone, the kings of the earth, the rulers, the generals, the wealthy, the powerful, and every slave and every free person, all hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they cried to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to survive?" It's not a pretty picture, is it? But if you do not surrender your life in faith and repentance to Jesus, now, this will be your future. Not maybe, it's certain. I am trying to warn and to protect you. I plead with you, trust in Jesus and go to heaven with the Christians. Become one of us. We want you and we love you. Join us and live forever. Why shouldn't you? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. Now concerning how and when all this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, we do not really need to write to you, for you know quite well that the day of the return of the Lord Jesus will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. When people are saying, "Everything is peaceful and secure," then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as labor pains for a pregnant woman begin. And there will be no escape. 1 Peter 4:7, the end of the world is coming, therefore be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. So, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith that you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal, saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. That applies to the poor and to the middle class as well as to the rich. Be rich in your relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Then someone called from the crowd, "Teacher, please tell my brother to divide the land and property of our father with me." Jesus replied, "Friend, who made me a judge over you to decide such things as that?" Then he said, "Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own." Then he told them a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, "What should I do? I do not have room for all of my crops." Then he said, "I know. I will tear down my barns and build bigger barns. Then I will have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods. And I will sit back and say to myself, 'My friend, you have enough stored away for many years to come. Now take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for?' Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God.